pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Tom Joyner.
Hug it low now.
Sybil Wilkes.
Happy Valentine's Day.
And J. Anthony Brown.
What up, hug, man?
Hot damn it, Valentine's Day is here.
Hot damn it.
Shiggity. Roses are red.
Yes.
Violets are blue. You're going to have to wait until after my two shows tomorrow with Chris Paul, Corey Holcomb, and Gary Horns at the Marat Theater in Indianapolis to get your Valentine's Day gift, if that's all right with you.
Nice.
And do y'all know a girl asked me what I was going to get her for Valentine's?
Not times.
Like she was multiplying, Sybil. So, Sybil, I said, what? You know, giving her time to Rubio
right.
some water,
right.
you know what I mean? and catch her mistake. But nope, she said it again, but louder. She said, you heard me. What you going to get me for Valentine's Day? I said, Rosetta Stone, English 1 through 5. See, well, that's the same girl that asked me, did I see the movie The Django? I don't know why I'm still talking like that. And did y'all know that Valentine's Day and National Condom Day is today?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Who knew? I'm going out dressed like Dream at the Grammys tonight. I'm wearing 2 hats. Hey, Sybil,
yes,
do you know it's a lot of women out here are going to spas and having their hair down there dyed red and waxed into a shape of a heart?
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, to surprise their men for Valentine's Day.
Right, right.
Only problem, they're scaring the shiggity out of their men. Because their hearts don't even look like a heart. It look like an artichoke. Heart look more like Kevin Hart. What is that little man doing in your drawer? Hey, Tom.
Yeah.
I met Tom at Union Station, y'all, here in D.C. for the D.C. Lottery new lotto scratch-off game called
yeah.
Soul Train.
Uh-huh.
And we turned Union Station into the Soul Train station, didn't we, Tom?
We sure did.
You should have saw all the tourists walking in the Union Station like, are they still celebrating inauguration? Is that what those people do? Well, we had the judge dancers coming down the Soul Train line. And so this one sister came down the line who was a plethora of a woman.
Yeah, nice.
She had on a gray velour sweatsuit. What'd I call it, Tom? What'd I call it?
You call it 50 Shades of Gray.
50 Shades of Gray, yes, I did. Anyway, she was in the middle of the Soul Train line, and I jumped out of my judge's chair, and I jumped into that Soul Train line and tried to get my bump on. First time she bumped me, I flew into the crowd.
Uh-huh.
The second time we bumped, my hips sound like somebody broke a Kit Kat in half.
Oh, Huggy.
The next thing I know, I was on the floor, and she was sitting on my leg, Sybil.
No way.
I felt like James Caan in the movie Misery. All I know is I know what Joe Tex was talking about now. You
ain't
know what I mean?
No more
with a big.
No big fat lady.
You heard me. Tom, after I left you, I went to the strip club to see what kind of lap dances the stripper was giving up for Lent.
Yeah.
I'm off the hook. I gotta go soak my legs.